The US President Barack Obama has declared the climate change debate over and told what he called the flat earthers to get out of the way. The president still doesn't have congressional backing for action on climate change, but vowed to use his executive powers to cut carbon emissions and boost renewable energy investment in the United States. The Australian government and the Greens have seized on the announcement to question the federal coalition leader Tony Abbott's commitment to action on climate change, as Will Ockenden reports.
Comprehensive climate plan!
Yes, we can! Comprehensive climate plan!
Yes, we can!
Climate campaigners were excited by President Obama's speech, describing it as an historic step in the fight against climate change. On one of the hottest Washington, D.C. days of the year so far, President Barack Obama made good on pledges from his second inaugural address.
As a president, as a father, and as an American, I'm here to say we need to act.
Barack Obama announced wide-ranging principles, which include new standards on old and new power plants and energy efficiency improvement regulations for appliances and federal buildings. While the proposals contain little detail, they fall into three parts: cutting carbon pollution, protecting against the effects of climate change, and seeking more international action. But President Obama's biggest move was to do it via his executive powers, bypassing a gridlocked Congress.
I don't have much patience for anyone who denies that this challenge is real. We don't have time for a meeting of the Flat Earth Society.
That was seized upon by the federal government's climate change minister, Greg Combe, in an interview with Sky News.
There's no time for a meeting of the Flat Earth Society. Now, the local convener of that is Tony Abbott. And there is no time. I mean, the United States and China, the two biggest emitters in the world, respect the science. So does every other government. Tony Abbott stands alone against the science. You know, ridiculous position for him to be in.
Barack Obama reaffirmed America's commitment to cut greenhouse gas emissions 17% from 2005 levels by 2020. But because of political deadlock, it's unlikely the US will have a cap and trade or carbon price to help it get there. Opposition environment spokesman Greg Hunt says the US is using direct action measures, similar to the coalition's climate policy,
where they are specifically focusing on energy efficiency, forestry, and cleaning up power stations. Whereas Australia's emissions go up under a carbon tax, in the United States they go down without a carbon tax, and it's absolutely clear that there is not going to be a carbon tax in the United States.
Greg Combe says Barack Obama's preference is for a cap-and-trade system, but it's been frustrated by politics.
We've got China and the US and many other nations, including Australia, and saying, we've got to get on with this. We've all committed to get an agreement concluded by 2015, just 2 years away, and President Obama's signalling clearly his intention to contribute constructively to that. Now, the proper comparison is all of that, the rest of the world, the US and China, our major trading partners all across Europe, up against Tony Abbott, who says the science is crap and has got some ridiculous policy position that's inefficient, won't guarantee emissions reductions at all.
Leader of the Greens, Christine Milne, has also welcomed the comments from the US president. She says it's a major speech which will get climate change back onto the global agenda.
Central to that is the keenness to do bilaterals with China and India and start working on free trade agreements for clean technology packages around the world, recognising the need to keep coal in the ground. He has said he won't have any time for flat earthers, which makes one wonder how much time Tony Abbott would spend with him in the event that he became Prime Minister.
That's the leader of the Greens, Christine Milne, ending that report from Will Ockenden.